ministry presses on as the Philippine standoff continues. Paganism is on the rise in England, and hope and love are on the way to Abkhazia. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. There's a crisis in the region of the Philippines known to host training camps for militant Islamists. Did you hear about it? No? You're probably not alone, says Steve Van Valkenburg, who's the Southeast Asian Director at Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions.
The focus is on Syria and Middle East and Iran, and people just don't really think about what's happening in Philippines and not really gotten attention. But it is a major situation for Christians and what's happening with the radical Muslims.
There are ministries in the area supported by Christian Aid. However, with the rebel takeover of Zamboanga City and the dusk to dawn curfew,
people are afraid of doing things. And so a lot of ministry activity has been stopped. And also it's hard for people to travel. And so a lot of ministries just have to stay home and not venture out very far because they don't want to get involved in any kind of potential problem.
We're sharing some ideas of what you can do to help at our website, but we're also talking about it on our Facebook page. Join our conversation there. Next, can you pray for an elderly pastor in Kazakhstan? He was sent to a psychiatric ward under false accusations last month. Now he's reportedly being held at a pretrial prison in the nation's capital. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
It's very troubling, to say the least, when you see somebody that gets locked up in a psychiatric prison for practicing their religious faith. That basically calls back to the days under the former Soviet Union.
Religious freedom in Kazakhstan is already waning. Griffith says this case and mixed signals from Kazakhstan's president aren't helping.
With him putting out, on the one hand, what looked like that olive branch, then turn around and pass laws that are seemingly very restrictive, it's just very troubling and I'm sure confusing to a lot of religious bodies to know exactly what the government's going to do there.
Pray for this pastor's health and immediate release. This is Mission Network News. There are more than 500 unreached people groups in Europe. One of them is England's 100,000-plus self-proclaimed pagans. English believers supported by the International Mission Board are bringing them the truth of the gospel. You can read their stories at our website. People in Europe are searching for meaning, praying they'll find answers in Christ through his followers. Pray that the Spirit of God will move and bring truth to England's pagan population. We turn next to India, where a pastor supported by Gospel for Asia has been dealing with opposition. The majority religion fear the whole village will follow Christ. A few days ago, they ramped up their intimidation campaign. Villagers warned if believers don't recant, they won't be allowed to access water, food, or roadways. GFA says Christians are also closely monitored. If you were in their shoes, what would you want people to pray about? Let's talk about it on our Facebook page. And the practical love of Christ is being sent to Abkhazia, Russia's forgotten children once again. This spring, SOAR International sent baskets of hope to orphans and street kids, while on Friday, they sent small backpacks full of school supplies. SOAR's Greg Mangione says the project came together in record time.
We weren't sure if it was going to work, and we kind of put it in the Lord's hands and said, this is just so short, but Lord, if you want to make it happen, then make it clear.
Supplies were collected, packed, and shipped by believers in Minnesota. Pray that as kids receive these gifts, their hearts will be open to receive Christ. Pray the body of Christ grows, too.
We're talking about an area with 400,000 people or so. Another kind of forgotten area that not a lot of is happening. And there's about 300 Christians and just a few small churches.
Find more ways to come alongside SOAR in Abkhazia at missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD, which is storytelling success in India. It takes a close look at communities in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to pass on community values. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.